Vavakama Perek Tes Mishneh Ches. This Mishnah is going to be a direct contrast to the last part of the previous Mishnah. In the last part of the previous Mishnah, we talked about a case where somebody asked his friend, "Where is the item they gave, the pikadon I gave you, the item I gave you for safekeeping?" And the response is that he lost it. He says, "I lost it." And if it makes him swear, if subsequently Edim come, if witnesses come and point out that he had eaten the item, he hadn't really lost it, then he pays just the principal and nothing else. This Mishnah is going to be a contrast to that, and it goes as follows. Heichan Pikdoni. Person says to his friend, "Where is my pikadon? Where is the item I gave you to you for safekeeping?" Amar lo, and his response is, he says to him, "Nignav, it was stolen." Not that it was lost, it was stolen. Mashbiach ani. So the person says to him, "Okay, I want you to swear to me." The Amar Amen, he responds, "Amen," which is an acceptance of the Shvuah. And the witnesses come and say, "No, he stole it himself. It didn't get stolen by somebody else. He himself is the thief." Then Mishalim Tashlame Kefil, the Torah says under such circumstances, he needs to pay himself Kefil. He is like a thief. He has really stolen it. And therefore, just like when a thief is caught having stolen an item and he's testified to by witnesses that he stole it, he has to pay Kefil. He has to pay double. So here also, regarding the person who made the claim that it was stolen, but he himself actually took it and stole it, he's got to pay kefil. Now, the difference between this and the previous Mishnah was, his defense was that it was lost. If he makes that defense as lost, but really he ate it, which is the equivalent of stealing it, even though he stole it, but since he said avad, it was lost, not it was nignav, that taina, that claim, does not cause him to have to pay kefil. Only the claim of that's brought in our Mishnah, that he says it was stolen, ta'an tainas ganav, if he said that it was stolen, then he has to pay kefil once the edim point out the reality that he had actually stolen it himself. However, the Mishnah concludes, ho'odame atzmo, but if he admits on his own, without the help of edim, mishalim keren v'chomesh v'asham, he does not pay the kefil, but he would still pay this principal of the fifth and bring a carbon asham. Now, what's really happened over here is we're utilizing the rule of moda b'kanas pater, that if somebody admits something for which he's liable a penalty, he doesn't have to pay that penalty, which is really what's happening here regarding the kefil. If the edim come and testify that he stole it, then he has to, of course, to pay the kefil. But if he admits it on his own, he doesn't pay the kefil because it's a kanas. However, he still, in this instance, would pay the principal in the fifth, even though the fifth is a kenas. But since the Torah dictated that specifically when you admit your guilt is when you pay the fifth, so obviously there can't be a principal motive of kenas pater. You can't be off free for having admitted, but when the Torah only instituted the idea of a chomesh and bringing an asham, only under the circumstance where you admit your own guilt.